Chapter 1, In an Instant. October 31, 1997, I met Emeka Amembo. Who could forget Emeka, even after meeting him for just a few moments? It's amazing how one's life can change in an instant. I think back to that moment and that fateful day that almost never was. I reluctantly went with my friend Nikki, who never goes anywhere, especially to Nigerian parties. I got there and I was thinking about making a U-turn back home to my cozy bed. We were gaining an extra hour due to daylight savings, something I was still getting used to. Although I had lived in America for 5 years, I was 23 and had moved to Los Angeles a year and a half prior. I was on the sidewalk chatting with Nikki, taking a breath of fresh air since it was so stuffy inside the party. It was Halloween and the host was having a housewarming event. There were just too many men and a sprinkle of women. I felt like a moving target. Just as I was contemplating making a move for my car, a guy came in through the shadows, walked past Nikki and me and stopped and spun around. He came directly over to me and said, "Hi, I'm Charles." I could hardly breathe, much less say my name. I was stunned for the first time in my life. Wow. It was the first time I had ever been under a spell. It was as though he came with a host of angels, like a strong force. I was spellbound and completely mesmerized by his presence. As soon as he walked away, I told Nikki, "That's my husband." It wasn't as though I could even explain what it was about him I liked or what he even looked like seconds after leaving my sight. It was the most magnetic strong pull I had ever felt, ever. I left Nikki and went inside the house on my own to get back to Charles, who I soon found out was also known as Emeka. He was busy chatting with different groups of people, and all I wanted was just a moment with him, if only to understand why I was so drawn to him. It wasn't a sexual attraction. It was more spiritual than anything else. From the corner of my eye, I was taken in his physical appearance and his unique mannerisms, and how everyone around him was taken in by his charisma. I noticed that he was drop-dead gorgeous, about 6 foot tall, long, lean, and had the smoothest brown skin I had ever seen. When he smiled, I felt the earth move under me. I continued to sneak glances from the corner of my eyes at him until our eyes met. He had the most amazing eyes. He smiled with his eyes and his lashes covered his beautiful honey brown eyes. I was captivated and I didn't know what to do. When he spoke, the bass of his deep velvety voice was like music to my ears. And as he spoke, he made a lot of hand gestures. All the people around him were laughing. I had never been a woman to pursue a man, but I felt a very strong pull toward this man. I silently prayed he was not married. I asked myself, is he married, in a relationship, or simply not interested? The only way to find out was by asking him. After drifting through the crowd and escaping a few guys who proposed marriage right there on the spot, I suddenly found myself a few inches away from him. My heart was pounding rapidly as I patiently waited for the person he was speaking to disappear. Finally, our shoulders touched. "I'm sure you don't remember my name," I said, not sure how he was going to turn out. He looked at me, almost knocking me over with his stare. "It's Florence, right?" I was like, "No, you must have met my mother because that's her name." We laughed and I guess the ice was broken. I asked him where he resided, and he told me he lived in Europe and was visiting his brother in Oakland, California. I had just visited Oakland in September, a little over a month prior. I was a little disappointed that it was cold in the summer, although it had some of the most breathtaking views. I remember telling my girl Nina, whom I drove up there with, that I couldn't imagine living there. I never knew it would ever happen. So Emeka and I exchanged numbers and I went over to Nikki to give her the update on my pursuit. She was shocked because she didn't know me to be that bold. So we were debating whether to leave the party, and I told her I had to go back to tell him I was leaving. I just couldn't walk away without saying a proper goodbye. I walked into the living room where a group of men were huddled in a corner, drumming and singing. As soon as I walked in, the music stopped. Everyone looked up at me, and I was a little nervous and suddenly aware that I had interrupted something special. I motioned with my index finger for him to come. He stepped up slowly and steadily and walked toward me and asked, "Where are we going?" He locked his elbow with mine as we walked outside toward my car. Emeka's friend asked us to come with him to see his new house in Woodland Hills, which was about 30 minutes north of where we were. I was in some kind of a trance because I was going with the flow. It was probably about midnight or 1 a.m. when we left the housewarming event and headed toward Woodland Hills, following behind in my little green Nissan 200 SX. Minutes after I got on the 405 freeway, Emeka gently lifted my right arm and started tracing a line across my palm. I asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm reading your palm. I want to know how this will end." I was curious and I asked him, "Are you married?" He said, "No." Then I asked him, "Do you have any children?" "I don't believe in having children out of wedlock. What about you?" he asked me. I replied saying, "I'm young, single, and I have no children." He held my arm and I fought hard to keep my eyes on the road, not to be aware of his strong masculine energy and a scent that I would come to identify as uniquely Emeka. His touch was so gentle, his voice was so sexy, and yet I couldn't believe I was in the car with my future husband. When we got to our host's house, we got out and he showed us around. We talked until about 5 a.m. about any and everything as we sat in the living room. I don't remember when it happened because I was wrapped up in his presence. It was intoxicating. I couldn't leave his sight and he couldn't leave mine. We kissed slowly and passionately, and it felt as though I knew him before. I drifted off to sleep only to wake up around 9 a.m. to an aroma seeping through the cracks of the door from the kitchen and through the long hallway. I got up and found my man in the kitchen, cooking up a storm. This was getting interesting by the minute. From the moment we met, there was a way he looked at me. It did not matter whether we were 100 feet apart, next to each other, or my back was turned, I would feel his powerful gaze. That attraction, that allure, that pull never left until he left my side. I knew then that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with this man. It was whimsical, even silly. Anyone who was ever in a room with the two of us always noticed that look. It was not possessive, sexual, or anything close to that. It was the look of a man in love, in utter contentment with what he had. Most of my girlfriends would tell me, "Girl, if I ever met a man who looked at me halfway like that, I would propose."